This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The heat index in Washington, D.C. this weekend, that is temperature plus humidity, is going to hit 110 to 115 degrees. Death Valley, out here in California, 116. But that's a dry heat, right? Thing is, the kind of heat the Northeast is going to get this weekend isn't just uncomfortable, it's dangerous. And with climate change, it is getting more common and more expensive. Marketplace's Ben Bradford is on that one.
The first tendrils of the heat wave have already reached Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, it's getting warm.
Sima Merrick heads Ohio's Emergency Management Agency, and she says her office is working around the clock.
We have a 24-hour watch office. The priority will be paying attention to critical utilities, vulnerable populations.
In Washington, D.C., Emergency Management Director Christopher Rodriguez says there will be no respite from the heat.
The alarming thing is that it won't drop below 90 degrees even overnight.
D.C. is opening cooling centers for those who don't have air conditioning and telling people to hydrate, stay inside, and check on family. All of this has a cost, but Rodriguez downplays any strain.
You know, we deal with this every summer. We deal with extreme heat, whether it be for several days or a day or two.
But severe weather events like this heat wave are becoming more frequent. And Old Dominion University professor Ron Carley says cities must account for that in their budgets.
We're in a period of complete uncertainty. Natural events have got to be part of our primary planning and planning for conditions that we've never seen.
One recent climate report finds just building new power plants for extra heating and cooling needs will cost U.S. customers $12 billion a year.
I mean, the economic costs are going to be huge.
Jessica Granis at Georgetown Law says beyond emergency preparedness, cities designed for one environment will have to adapt to another.
Everything from buildings to landscapes to how the city provides services.
D.C. expects high heat days to more than double in the next 50 years. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.